Clifford, my big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island, and they're many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Giving us a little warning before you wake up next time.
Sorry, Cleo.
Hey, Clifford! What's Emily Elizabeth doing?
She's working on a big assignment for class. All the kids are writing about what makes them special. Emily Elizabeth says everyone is special and has things about them that they can be proud of.
I know what makes me special. I'm a natural-born leader. Okay, guys, the bone is buried right behind these bushes. Follow me. Excuse me, guys. I said, follow me.
Are you sure the bone is behind those bushes, Cleo?
Oh, Clifford. Have I ever steered you wrong?
You steered me wrong, Cleo.
Well, I'm not steering you wrong today, so follow me. I'll take you right to it. I can feel it. The bone is right in there.
After you, Clifford.
No, that's okay, T-Bone. You go ahead.
No, I...
Oh! What? What'd I tell ya? Piece of cake. I'm a natural-born leader. Now that was being a real leader, don't you think?
It sure was, Cleo.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Emily Elizabeth is writing a report on what makes her special.
So, I was just sharing with everyone what makes me special.
Cleo is a natural-born leader.
There are so many things that make me special, I wouldn't know where to begin. There's my good looks, my intelligence.
Your modesty.
I've won awards for best smile, best posture, best tail wagger, cutest ears.
Wow, Mac, you really do have lots of specialness.
What about you, Clifford? Did you figure out what's special about you?
That's easy. Clifford is big.
I sure am.
He's also nice, and he always helps people.
I do like to help people.
Like that time when you helped Chief Campbell.
We have a special guest to help us today, kids. Clifford, the big red dog. Now, who knows what to do if your clothes ever catch on fire?
Stop, drop, and roll!
That's right! Can you show us how to do it, Clifford? Stop! Drop! And roll! Okay, Clifford, you can stop rolling now.
Whoa!
Thanks for your help, Clifford. That was really great.
Helping can be really fun.
Uh-huh. And I can think of some other things that make you special too, big guy.
Me too. You're special in lots of ways, Clifford.
So are you, T-Bone.
I am?
Oh.
How am I special, Clifford?
Well, you're really nice.
So are you.
You're very cute.
So are you.
Thank you.
You've got lots of spots on your back.
But lots of dogs have spots.
Well,
I know there must be something really special about me.
There are lots of things. There's...
Wait, don't tell me. I want to figure it out myself. I'll come back later and let you guys know what it is.
Okay, see you later, T-Bone.
Let's see. What makes me special? I really love tummy yummies. I guess most dogs do. Firemen are really special. They put out fires and save lives and all kinds of neat stuff.
Oh, well. It's been a long, hard day today. Oh, but look who's here to cheer us up. Hi, T-Bone.
Hey, T-Bone.
Come on over here, T-Bone. Oh, it sure is nice to see you, buddy. You always brighten our day.
I love recess time.
Bluebells, cockle shells, roses, daisies, clover!
Oh, it's too hard to jump rope with just two people. I wish we had someone else to twirl.
Looks like T-Bone wants to play.
When T-Bone's around. He's such a great dog.
Hey, Sheriff Lewis is home. Gosh, he looks tired. I better go see if he's okay.
Well, there's my little buddy.
Hiya, T-Bone. Good to see ya.
Boy, it was rough at work today. I sure could use one of those nice big T-bone hugs. Oh, thanks, buddy. I feel better already. Get it, T. You can do it, buddy.
You are one strong puppy, aren't you, boy? You won again, boy.
Uh-oh. Look at the time. Gotta get back to work, T-Bone.
See you tonight, T-Bone.
Hey, here's the champion jump roper. See you later.
See you, champ.
Hi, Clifford.
Oh, hi, T-Bone. I was just going to play ball. Want to join me?
Sure. But first, I have to tell you, I figured it out.
Figured out what?
I figured out what makes me special. I make people feel better.
You sure do.
I made Fire Chief Campbell feel better, and Emily Elizabeth, and Jetta, and Sheriff Lewis.
You're making me feel pretty good right now, too, T-Bone.
Come on, Clifford. Let's go see who else we can find and cheer up.
You got it, T-Bone.
Clifford! It's story time. You want to hear a speckle story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Homegrown Garden. One sunny spring day, Speckle and his friends decided to grow their very own garden. After they'd prepared the soil, they planted rows and rows of seeds, carefully marking what each row would be. As the seeds sprouted, Luna and Darnell were in charge of watering, while Speckle, Reba, and Ravi took turns weeding so the vegetables could grow big and strong. And after many days, the vegetables did grow, and grow and grow, until finally the crop was ready to be harvested. Everyone pitched in, picking the freshest, plumpest vegetables they'd ever seen. And that night, Speckle, Luna, Reba, Ravi, and Darnell enjoyed the most scrumptious meal, eating vegetables that they'd grown together. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Woof!
Journal, blue pen, green pen, orange pen. I think I'll use orange today. Now let's see. No, that's not right. Could you please chew a little more quietly? I'm trying to write something amazing in my journal. I know. I'll use my green pen today, not my orange pen. Now, let's see. No. Now it's too quiet. I can't think when it's this quiet. Oh, Mackie, I haven't written one single thing in my journal yet.
Hi, Jetta.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Hey, Mac, you want to play fetch with Clifford?
Hop on! Yeah.
How's your journal coming, Jetta?
Just great, Emily Elizabeth. Wow, you filled a lot of pages.
Well, there's a lot to write about.
Oh, I know. You can write about so many different things, like, what are you writing about?
Well, today I'm finishing a story I started at school. Yesterday I wrote about a dream I had, and the day before, I just drew some pictures. What about you?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's kind of private.
Oh, I understand, Jetta. Journals are kind of private.
Woof, woof!
Rah, rah. Okay, guys. This time, I'm gonna throw it really far.
I wish I knew what Emily Elizabeth was writing. Then maybe I could think of something to write in my journal. And I won an exciting trip on a ship to Hawaii, but I'm only allowed to bring one good friend. The question is, which good friend do I bring? Wow! Emily Elizabeth is gonna take a friend to Hawaii! She has to take me! She just has to!
Good job, guys. That was fun.
Oh, you have such a great throwing arm, Emily Elizabeth. No wonder the dogs just love playing with you.
Well, thanks, Jetta. I think I'll write about it in my journal.
So, if you need help studying for the spelling test tomorrow, I'd be happy to quiz you.
Well, great. Then after you quiz me, I can quiz you.
Oh, that's okay, Emily Elizabeth. I just want to help you. After all, that's what good friends are for.
Last night, I wrote a big, long poem about Clifford.
If it's about Clifford, it has to be big.
There you are, Emily Elizabeth. I brought you a special cupcake. It's made with macadamia nuts.
Thanks, Jetta.
Macadamia nuts come from Hawaii, you know.
Really? I didn't know that.
So, Emily, can I read the poem you wrote about Clifford?
I don't think so, Charlie. The stuff I write in my journal is really just for me.
Okay, here you go.
You know, Emily Elizabeth, you shouldn't be so shy about showing people what's in your journal.
You're a really great writer.
Oh, no! I almost forgot. I'll be right back.
Jetta sure is being nice to you lately, Emily.
I know. It's kind of weird, but I sort of like it.
There you go. You can't eat that cupcake without milk. Of course, it'd probably be better with coconut milk. But it's all they had. Coconuts grow in Hawaii, you know.
Huh?
Thanks, Jetta.
You're welcome, Emily Elizabeth. I can't wait until Emily Elizabeth takes me with her on that trip to Hawaii. I'm finally going to have something absolutely amazing to write about in my journal. Emily Elizabeth, you look absolutely exhausted. Why don't you sit down and relax while I clean your room for you?
Clean my room?
Mm-hmm. I brought a feather duster from home, but you'll need to point me towards the vacuum. Actually, you might need to show me how to use it, too, but I'm a very fast learner.
Clean my room? I wish you'd let me help, Jetta.
Oh, don't be silly. There's hardly anything in here to clean. I'm very tidy. Emily Elizabeth. Tidy people are wonderful to travel with, don't you think?
I guess so.
I mean, you wouldn't want to share a hotel room or a ship's cabin with a messy Bessie, would you?
I guess not.
Oh, you sure have written a lot of stuff in your journal.
Jetta!
Oh, you can let me read it, Emily Elizabeth. We're such good friends.
Can I read your journal, Jetta?
No! I mean, you probably couldn't read my handwriting anyway. Besides, we don't have time to read journals right now. I'm going to take you out for some coconut pineapple ice cream.
Coconut pineapple ice cream? Yuck. Gosh, this stuff is heavy. Thanks for helping me take these packages to my mom's store, Clifford.
Hi, Emily Elizabeth! Hi, Clifford. Need some help? I'm always here for you, you know.
Jetta, I was hoping I might see you. Could you go somewhere with me?
Yes! Oh, yes, I'll go with you. Oh, I thought you'd never ask. I'll be right back. You are gonna love the new outfit I got for the trip.
Trip?
Oula, 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 oula. Okay, Emily Elizabeth, I'm ready to hula. Hawaii, here we come.
Hawaii?
Of course. Isn't that where you want me to go with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jetta. I just wanted you to come with me to the seashell to deliver these boxes.
You're not taking me with you on your trip to Hawaii?
What trip to Hawaii?
The one I read about in your journal.
You read my journal? Just a little bit of it. Jetta, you didn't want me to read your journal. Why did you think it was okay to read mine?
Well, I didn't want you to read my journal because it was empty. But you have all kinds of neat stuff in your journal, like winning that trip to Hawaii.
It doesn't matter what's in it. A journal is personal and private, and you shouldn't have read mine.
Does that mean you're not taking me on the trip to Hawaii?
There is no trip to Hawaii. That was just something on my wish list. I wished I would win a trip to Hawaii.
You aren't supposed to write down wishes in a journal.
You can write whatever you want. A journal's private, just for you. That's what makes them so special.
Well, it's not fair. I really wanted to go to Hawaii. This is for you, Emily Elizabeth.
Honestly, Jetta, there really is no trip to Hawaii.
I know. I want to apologize. You're right about journals being private. I didn't want anyone to look at mine. And I never should have looked at yours. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Thanks, Jetta.
But since I did see your journal, I want to show you a few pages of mine.
It's not empty anymore?
Nope. I wrote all about the amazing things I imagined us doing in Hawaii. Here's a drawing of us sunbathing on the deck of the ship. See? And here's us learning the hula. And this is a story I wrote about an adventure inside a volcano.
Sounds great.
After I finish writing about Hawaii, I'm gonna write about a trip to the South Pole. There'll be penguins and seals. Of course, I'll have to stop at home and change suitcases. Everyone knows you can't wear a grass skirt at the South Pole.
Hi, T-Bone.
Can we play too?
I'm not playing, Cleo.
You're not?
What are you doing, T-Bone?
I'm cleaning my doghouse.
Ugh. Wouldn't you rather be playing with us?
Well, yes.
Then let's play.
Nothing's more fun than playing with your friends, but it's a good idea to be responsible and finish your work before you start to play.
Woof, woof. Come on, T-Bone, hit it back.
Well, no. I made a promise to myself to finish cleaning my doghouse first. Then I'll play.
Okay, T-Bone, can we help?
No, thanks.
Are you sure?
This is my job. You guys keep playing. I'll be done in a minute.
It feels good to finish a job you start. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be responsible.